Well, thanks, everybody. I just wanted to talk for a few minutes because you've heard from two of our clients. I'm the service manager for EZ-ID. You've heard EZ-ID mentioned already. Both of the clients you heard from so far are two of our corporate clients. Let's see, is this going to work? Yes, great. We serve corporate clients, but also a few government agencies, as you can see, a couple of publishers, a couple of nonprofit agencies, but mostly our clients are academic libraries, research groups, and even a consortium. So this is a picture of our client base, and quite a few of our clients, even though this is in the U.S., quite a few of our clients weren't able to make it here today, and I wanted to give a little bit of a voice to sort of what their experience is. I gave them an opportunity to talk to me a little bit about why they chose EZ-ID and how they're using it, and actually this gives you a picture of how taking EZ-ID up. You can see that it's been a little bit of a gradual uptake. We've been in business, if you can call it that, for a few years now, and in the last year or so, the usage of DOIs has just really skyrocketed. We're obviously in a pretty steep climb now, not least because of those 120,000 that Matt just launched. So here's a little snapshot of several of these clients. Of course, as you probably picked up from that previous slide, we have over 50, 55 or something like that clients now. And what they told me was some of the factors for choosing EZ-ID and DataCite include low cost. We use an annual service subscription fee model. We don't charge per DOI. And lots of the folks mentioned that was really a model that worked for them well. I also heard ease of use. We offer both a user interface and also an API, and that's a model that works well. Many users, many research groups are working with an automated system, and so they want an API so they can fit the DOI request into an automated workflow. And then the user interface is something that they can use to sort of check on the status of one individual identifier. Flexibility, and that's where also the API comes in. And now that we have this large-ish number of users, a growing community of data citation fellow travelers, if you will. We have a listserv of EZ-ID users, and it's kind of a two-way communication mechanism. People exchange ideas, questions, even code with each other, and that's becoming actually its own little value proposition. And I must say that even just in the last 6 to 9 months, it's becoming very clear that the DOI is the standard for citation, and DataCite is the standard for data citation. People are really getting that message, and I think that we can all be proud of the fact that DataCite is really becoming a clear brand in that space. And then I would like to mention the fact that a number of our clients, and particularly in this case the academic libraries, turn around and have clients of their own. And so when Adam mentioned that we are in the business of making research better, this is what it means. Here in the U.S., these are the kinds of research groups that we are empowering, or that we are part of empowering. It's a big universe. It's a big grouping, and we are touching all of these groups, and this is really just a tiny subset. I just wanted to kind of put all these pictures up here in front of you and let you see the kind of activities that are going on in the U.S. I heard from one of my clients that one reason they like working with us is that when They needed a new account set up. We were able to do it just in a matter of days. And I think responsiveness and attentiveness, we heard from the keynote speaker this morning, being able to listen to our clients and respond, work with them, it's really key. And I think we can do that. We work closely with our community. That's one of the things that sets DataCite apart. Here's how to reach me if you have questions about ECID. I'll share these slides. I always do. That's my SlideShare account. And that's it from me. Thanks.